Welcome to the Dr. Simon Heart to Heart podcast. I am Miriam Shapira, a.k.a. Mrs. Hood to Good, introducing Norberto Schechtman, commonly known as Dr. Simon, who was born and raised in Buenos Aires, Argentina. He migrated to the United States and became a medical doctor over 4 decades ago. All of his life, he has seen suffering and has always worked to improve people's health. Dr. Simon had the honor and privilege to serve 4 years as Chief of Staff of Holmes Regional. He has shared his medical talents doing humanitarian work across the world. For the last 22 years, he's been multiple times in China and Cuba. Dr. Simon continues to work with patients and is sharing a wealth of his knowledge on this show. Before we begin, please download and rate this podcast. Your feedback is greatly appreciated. Your comments will help to guide this show to best serve you, the listeners. Please share this show with others. Enjoy. Dr. Simon, please share your view on the learning process in life.
Today, I am an interventional cardiologist. That means that I do procedures in the heart, inside the heart, and around the arteries. Around the heart, the coronary arteries. And I put stents and I put wires. And we treat people with acute myocardial infarctions and people who are dying and people who come back to life because of this miracle that it is to open an artery, a conduit, when it's not blood flow, there is no oxygen, and our cells and our muscle start to die. And I do this, and we do this today under 10, 12, 15 minutes from arrival of the patient to the cath lab. This 4th of July, I have long weekend, 3 cases, 3 acute myocardial infarctions. All did great, thanks God, going home, and only 48, 72 hours after this lethal event. Wow, sounds interesting. I can do this in 40 minutes. And my friends, I had to confess something to you. It took me almost 45 years to do in 15 minutes. It took me almost 45 years of my life to do today and only 15 minutes with great respect, honor, and experience. So the learning process, my friends, it's very long, it's tedious, it's painful. And from early on, I have said that how painful it is, the learning period. So I just wanted to say to you that if you think that you can go from what you are to what you want to be, is going to happen as a miracle, as osmosis, that is a way how we exchange air, or how we plants absorb nutrients by osmosis. Well, no. It took me hours, weekends, holidays, parties, games. It took all my life to be where I am, to be today able to do in 40 minutes and be able to have this wonderful experience that if you see it once, you will be captivated for the rest of your life. Because it's a miracle in front of your eyes. It's immediate. It's very gratifying. It's very powerful to turn the lights on in the dark moments of a human being dying from a heart attack. So we can talk more about the learning process, but if you do it step by step, if you climb the Everest from the bottom and not from the top, you will get there. I did it many times in my life. Not really the Everest, because I don't like heights, and I am not an athletic man to that degree. But I climb the Everest every day in my life, when I start my days with very unexpected tragedies of life that we try to, with the help of our wonderful medical system and our healthcare and our team of people that works with me every day, to provide the best service that we can with the best intentions that we have. So learning process, if you want more, write to me and we can talk more. My name is Dr. Simon, from my heart to the heart. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed the knowledge shared by Dr. Simon today, and hopefully some part of his insights are useful to you and your friends and family. Please remember to download the podcast so that you can instantly receive the episodes as they are published. Your comments and feedbacks are welcomed. The following contact information will be listed in today's show notes. Email drsimon@drsimonh2h.com. Facebook, Dr. Simon Heart to Heart. That's dr.simon, heart to heart. Twitter at dr.simonh2h. LinkedIn, Norberto Schechtman.